Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from an absolutely beautiful spring day at 68 degrees in Bozeman, Montana. This is a big deal considering a month ago at this time it was 28 below. And this is the weekly energy update for the week of March 27th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And this week, we'll be officially a quarter of the way through 2022. I don't know how this happened. Time is flying by. So springtime is in full swing, and there are no retrogrades happening yet, so life is good. And this week on Thursday night, early Friday morning, April 1st, we have a new moon in Aries. And this is the first new moon of the astrological year, and it's supercharged with the magic of a powerful fresh start. So we have the fresh start energy of the spring equinox, the start of Aries season, and the astrological new year, which happened last week. And now we have even more fresh start energy with this new moon in the numerology of April. So as we know, a new moon represents the end of one cycle and the beginning of a new 28-day cycle. And this cycle is all about the new chapters in life, new ways of doing things, new ways of thinking, new relationships, new ways of looking at life and ourselves. So we want to embrace everything new in the next 28 days. Try new foods, take a new way home. Get some new clothes, some new routines, some new goals. And this moon is conjunct both Mercury and Chiron. So the new moon conjunct Mercury, it sharpens our thinking. It brings us lots of new ideas and makes us really curious. It's also going to make this month busy with lots of appointments and meetings and social activity, new information to process and new decisions to make. It's an excellent moon for making plans, meeting new people, which we'll talk about in a minute, and buying, selling, and negotiating, which is great news for all the realtors and mortgage people listening. And the new moon conjunct Chiron makes healing a major theme of this new moon. Chiron represents the deepest wound in your soul and also your ability to heal yourself and others. And this moon conjunct Chiron, it exposes our most painful wounds, both physical and emotional. So we may have some childhood stuff come up. We might feel rejected or victimized, or that fate just hasn't been on our side. But this stuff is coming up to be healed. So all we got to do is acknowledge it, feel it, don't take it out on others, get some therapy if we need it. But we will absolutely not go into victim mode. Remember, this stuff is coming up to be healed and released once and for all. Now, with the Sun, the Moon, and Mercury all hooking up with Chiron, this makes it a really great time to heal any broken relationships that you might have with your friends and your relatives. Even stuff left over maybe from the Trump time, this is the month where it can be healed. So take some initiative and make the call, make the ask, and heal that relationship. And then April's here. So this April, we have the first eclipse of the year. We have some once-in-a-lifetime planetary aspects, and we have a powerful Pluto retrograde. According to numerology, April 2022 is a one universal month. This means a brand new numerology cycle has begun. So March was a nine universal month, so we've all kissed goodbye to whatever was holding us back, and we're ready for something new. And one universal months just don't come around that often. If we're lucky, we'll get two of these in a year. So we want to make the most out of the next 30 days. So this is the time to take the risk and put yourself out there. Everything is encouraging you to step into your new life right now. We all have that can-do attitude. We're feeling courageous and we feel powerful. So let's make the most of it. Two other things I want to mention about April. Romance and relationships will be a key focus of the month because the planets of love and sex, Venus and Mars, are moving into the dreamy sign of Pisces. And we also have lots of other planets in the sensual earth sign of Taurus. So if you want to find love this year, this is the time to get going and to get out there and get the romance energy flowing. Romance and love are in the air. So take some action around love. And you can just start with some simple love affirmations, such as I am lovable, or I am attracting love. And then start to increase the love vibes around you by watching some romantic movies, reading some trashy romance novels, maybe wearing some sexy new undergarments or pajamas, signing up for a dating app, flirt. Remember when we used to be face-to-face and we'd see people and we would actually flirt? I think I've kind of even forgot how to do that. Ask somebody out. This is a super duper good month for finding love, or at least starting the next love chapter. And the second thing is about money. So April and May are the months when we are going to up-level our relationship with money. All of us have some outdated money beliefs. A few years ago, I had a life-changing experience that changed my thinking about myself and my abundance. So I met a friend for lunch, and his energy was totally different than the last time we met, which was just a couple weeks earlier. So when he walked in the door, I knew immediately something was different. He looked freer, happier, lighter, even a little bit younger. So before I could even ask, like, what happened to you? He says, I'm a millionaire. So he was on the board of a company that went public and instantly became a millionaire. And his whole being changed. It was remarkable. So as we're sitting there during lunch, I start thinking and I'm adding up my assets, the value of my home and my business, my bank accounts. And sure enough, I was a millionaire too. So now at the time, I neglected to think about what I owed on my mortgage. So in reality, I wasn't quite a millionaire, but it didn't matter because how I thought about myself and my money completely changed at that moment. I felt empowered. I felt peaceful. I felt secure. I felt free. And those are the things we really want when we think about more money. It's not about the money. It's about feeling free, that we have options, that we're safe. That's what we really want. So for this week, pretend you're a millionaire. Now, before you think about how silly this sounds, if you can't even imagine that you can be a millionaire, how are you actually ever going to be one? So this week, when you're making decisions, think about if you'd make a different decision if you were a millionaire. How do you feel throughout the day thinking you're a millionaire? Do you think differently? Do you act differently? Just notice everything that comes up this week. And this is one of those what came first, the chicken or the egg situations. Do you have to be a millionaire first in order to feel freedom and security? Or does feeling this way first attract the money? So I'm a big believer in option number two. Feeling and acting like you're abundant actually attracts the money. So to recap, the new moon in Aries and the numerology of April mark the beginning of another new cycle. I love it. It's all about the new. Love vibes are in the air, and we also have the opportunity to heal old stuff this month. So we are feeling super courageous. So take action and use this time to make big, big leaps forward in your life. Don't waste it. Don't waste this month. Please take some type of action every day. Baby step is fine as long as it's some type of action. And I'm super excited to have my first Montana Spiritual Reset visitor booked. Now, the reset isn't for everyone, but if you're going through a big transition or leveling up your life, or you just need a reset to get you back on track, please keep it in mind. You spend 3 days, 2 nights with me in Montana just being. Now, the reset is private and customized to what your soul needs. So in addition to all the things that you can choose from, like hot springs, labyrinths, hot springs, labyrinths, the Garden of a Thousand Buddhas, and trips to Yellowstone, I just added fly fishing to the list of activities that you can choose from. So you can find out more info on my website, and I will also put a link in the show notes too. So, and that's it for the week. As always, thank you for listening and sharing this with friends that you think might find value in it. And I will talk to all of you millionaires again next week. Have a great week.